Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
One Day, Two Assists by Sylvia Nablo de Vasquez, Belize. Several years ago, my fiancé Giovanni and I took a bus trip from Honduras through El Salvador and Guatemala to our present home of Belize. It was an inexpensive trip, costing about $30 per person. But Giovanni was a starving student, and I had been earning only about $65 every 2 weeks as a teacher in Honduras. It was enough for two people to live on, but my final paycheck had to cover all the expenses of the trip. All we had was $5 US for food on the 14-hour journey. A Honduran who had traveled that route several times gave us instructions for the trip, assuring us that no visas were required to enter El Salvador or Guatemala. I was a Canadian citizen with permanent residency in Belize, and Giovanni, a Honduran, already had his visa to enter Belize. We arrived at the border between Honduras and El Salvador mid-morning and handed our passports to the immigration officer. He asked for my visa so I could enter El Salvador. I said I'd been told I didn't need one. "He doesn't," said the officer, indicating Giovanni. "You're not from Central America. You do. It will cost you $25, and you have to go back to Choluteca, the nearest Honduran city, to buy it." My heart rose in my throat, and I looked at Giovanni. We explained our situation to the immigration officer and begged him to let me in anyway. He stood firm. He was not going to let me into the country without the visa. So I offered a compromise, that he sell me the visa there at the border. We would have to find the money to continue the trip in some other way. We didn't know how, but we would tackle one problem at a time. At first, he refused to sell me the visa. Then, perhaps sensing I was desperate, he asked how I would pay for the rest of the trip. I told him to let me worry about that. In 2 minutes, we were back on the bus, visa stamped in my passport, wondering how we would get to Belize. We knew only two people in San Salvador. An American couple we had met twice through our religious community when they visited Honduras. Would they help us? Once we found their phone number, Tim came to the bus station immediately. His only question was how much we needed. We asked for a little extra in case we ran into other complications. We even gave some of the extra money to another traveler who was also stranded because of unexpected costs. We mailed Tim's money back as soon as possible. If we had been forced to return to Honduras, our trip would have been delayed for weeks. However, thanks to an immigration officer who bent the rules and a relative stranger willing to risk lending us money, we arrived as planned. We will always be grateful for their understanding and trust.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.